Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. Mayor Michael R. Bloomberg of New York City is joining us. And first of all, you're very welcome, Mayor.
Thanks for having me, Adrian. It's always fun to be on Irish Radio.
I know. And actually, before we get to the thrust of your message for today, I do want to point out to our listeners that, of course, for 9 consecutive years, you have been leading the parade, the biggest, largest, and most prominent parade in the world of Fifth Avenue. And then, of course, you visit us at Irish Radio, which is always very nice.
Well, because the food's good when I get there.
Yeah. Well, we noticed, though, that, Mayor, that this year you kind of hung around a little bit because you were playing second fiddle to the Grand Marshal of the St. Patrick's Day Parade. So your presence on the avenue was not as, necessary as other years.
I mean, it turns out that Ray Kelly, my police commissioner, is Irish. I mean, after all, who knew?
Yes, indeed. Mayor, your push, and that's what it is, final push in the final week of the 2010 census is indeed it's justified, but it's also scary when we get the actual figures as to how many people have not responded to the 2010 census and its significance. Maybe you'll fill us in on that.
Yeah, I mean, 50% of the New York City residents have sent back the form versus a national average of 64%. And in neighborhoods like Bay Ridge and Woodside, the numbers may be a little bit better than 50%, but the bottom line is an awful lot of people have not. Let me explain what the census is. The U.S. Constitution requires a census every 10 years. And in the olden days, they have been doing this for a couple hundred years, they used to ask a lot of different questions to try to find out how people live and how much education they had and how well they're doing and this, that, and the other thing. All of that stuff is now done via telephone surveys for every day, all the decade long that the Census Bureau does that. This is just to be in compliance with the requirement that the number of people living in this country are counted once every 10 years. And so if you breathe, you count. That's all they want to know is, are you breathing? I filled out my form in a minute and a half. You sign your name, you check 2 or 3 boxes, and you're done. And the reason that the census is so important is that the federal government allocates representatives in the House of Representatives based on population, and our state legislature allocates membership in the state assembly based on population, and the federal government gives out a large amount of their monies for schools and health care and housing based on population. So we really do want to have everybody counted. Now, the way it works is they send your form. I filled out mine and dropped it back in the mail. They do send everybody, whether you responded the first time, another one just in case you lost the first. I got my second one. It's threw in the wastebasket because I'd already done the first. If you don't answer, we then, with the taxpayers' money, the federal government pays a lot of people to run around and ring doorbells. And we ring the doorbell of your house 6 times in a row trying to find out how many people live there. So you really can't escape. And we'll get 95% compliance, but it does cost a lot of money to do that. It'd be a lot easier if everybody just filled out their little form and dropped it in the mail. And some people say, well, I don't want the government to have more information about me. They may have immigration problems or something else. But the truth of the matter is, by federal law, all this information that they collect, just whether you're there or not, can only go to the Census Department and the federal government. It can't go to any other agency in the federal government, and it can't go to the state or city. So what we've got to do is tell people there's nothing to be afraid of. You're going to be counted anyways. If you do it this way, it'll be an awful lot cheaper. The message I want you to get out to the over 400,000 New Yorkers of Irish ancestry in the 5 boroughs is this is something that is good for all of us. If you fill it out and I don't, you get hurt. If I fill it out and you don't, I get hurt. So we've got to fill out our own. We've got to get our friends and neighbors and relatives to do it. We've got to get everybody to do it. And then we'll save a lot of money in terms of counting, will also get a bigger share of the federal monies for schools and healthcare, housing, and other essential services.
Yes, Mayor. I think we should point out too that this is not this is not optional. There are many people who have said I never filled out one before, and it's late in the day now to start. Many of them, for exactly the reason that you pointed out in the first place, it was cumbersome. It was very very detailed.
Yeah, there used to be a long form and a short form, if you remember.
Yeah, but this, as I say, this is not optional, and there not only will those who mail in the census form, which is simple, but they also will have a record of those who didn't send it in, and as you say, it creates a lot of hassle and also cost to track people down.
Yeah, I mean, it's not optional in the sense that we will keep bugging you until we get it, although it's not against the law. The law does not require you to answer it. It's just in your interest to do so, and you don't need us ringing the doorbell all the time. And, you know, one of the reasons New York lags behind the country is we're a city of immigrants. We're a very fast-paced, people move around city, and also a lot of people live in big buildings. So the census form gets to the front door, but it may not get to your apartment. When they want to come and ring your doorbell, they may not be able to get into the building. So that's why it's hard for us, and New York traditionally gets undercounted, and traditionally we don't get our fair share of the monies of representation.
What does it actually, in terms, Mr. Mayor, of dollars, per person?
Every person who does not fill out the form costs over the next 10 years, before we come back and ask you again, every person costs us $30,000. So it's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. And the updating of census through the years does not change that figure. I know that there are many surveys on an annual basis, but that doesn't help with respect to the actual assignment of money. So it's once every 10 years.
It is once every 10 years. That is exactly right. So, you know, if you can get the message out to all the 400,000 New Yorkers who of Irish ancestry, that would be great.
There is a March to the Mailbox promotion taking place.
On Saturday?
Yes, and Sunday. Also, that really means and points out the significance of this, and that everybody really, in addition to mailing their own, that everybody really ought to, you know, encourage their neighbors to do.
Absolutely. The day that the form has to be in is by April 15th, which is next week. It's a lot easier than paying your taxes, Adrian.
All right. Mayor, I want to thank you, and we definitely will, get behind you and this.
Great. Today's Saturday. Get to the mailbox.
Thank you very much.
All the best.
Thank you. Mayor Bloomberg, friends, encouraging all of us to not only become involved in the census, but to get that form back and to get it back now. You've got the form, and by all means, friends, go take care of it.